careful to protect her.
So very, very important. Somehow prevent whatever wealth you have got. Just like Maharaj is saying, a suitcase on the railway station. A suitcase filled with Lakshmi. You are very careful to protect, because many people are looking. Maya is looking somehow to take our wealth. Somehow Maya is looking. And how to protect? You should have, a strong guard of chanting holy name and association of devotees. Never be alone. A brahmachari should never be alone. That is the key. Even it is said that when you go out, brahmachari ashram, for preaching or whatever, always go with some devotees. At the essence. You sit, you chant, always chant with devotees. You sit somewhere, always sit with devotees. That is the essence. The moment you became alone, you will think that, I am interacting with Krishna. But then it's not safe. Engage always. Physical engagements. Alone is a dangerous. After some, when you become mature, then we can see that, yes, we have developed that level, we have gone to the level of nishtha, then we can sit alone. But even you can see the Maharaj Bharat was on level of bhava, he could fall down. So that's why how much, scriptures, give the importance for the association of devotees. Like Prabhupada is writing there, and one devotee was telling that if Bharat Maharaj would have been in association of devotee, then devotee would have told him that Bharat Prabhu, आप कुछ ज्यादा ही जो है वो डियर के साथ आपका डियरनेस बढ़ रहा है, आप थोड़ा सावधान हो जाओ. तो भरत महाराज जो है थोड़ा सावधान हो जाते. पर प्रॉब्लम था कि नो वन वाज देयर टू चेक हिम, ही वाज अलोन, एंड दैट्स व्हाई ही कुड फॉल डाउन इजीली ऑन सच ए एग्जॉल्टेड पोजीशन. सो सिमिलरली एसोसिएशन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, एंड टिल द टाइम वी आर ऑन निष्ठा लेवल वी शुड नेवर थिंक ऑफ बीइंग अलोन इवन व्हाइल चैंटिंग. Doesn't matter. Do everything together. That's why Sankirtan movement, the power of association is very much. That's a separate topic itself. Power of association. One day we can discuss here also. How this association, the science of association, we can discuss that. How this association is so powerful. Otherwise, unless we don't understand this science of associating with devotees, we will not be able to appreciate this. It's important. Maybe next time you can take this class. How association is so powerful that it can protect us from greatest dangers. Association, power of association, you can discuss in some class. Never give back this association concept and background, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has started Harinam Sankirtan Andolan. It's not Kirtan Andolan, Sankirtan. And it's not part-time Sankirtan. No, part-time I will associate with devotees and part-time I will be alone. No. 100%, because Maya is working full-time. Maya is full-time devotee. And we are, by name, we are full-time. So Maya looks at part-time, what part-time we have. That part-time Maya will act. Because Maya is very, very high-class devotee, full-time. Working full time, each and every moment. And he'll find opportunity. He will be there, devotee will be there, still Maya is acting. Just imagine, devotees are there. Devotee is sleeping with us, but still Maya is working. And Maya is making us forget that I should seek help from that devotee. Just little intelligence, little careful. So just see how much careful we have to be. It's Maya. So, Dahivi Hesa Gunamai, Maya Diratya. Mame Eva Prapadante, Maya Mitam Tarantiti. And therefore, Prabhupada says, I have only one worry that my disciples are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. You are so much fearful of Maya. Yes. And always seek a devotee, catch devotee. So, Maya should not take away. Catching the devotee's hands somehow. And that will only protect us. This is true. Hare Krishna. Any question or any comment? राम भद्रपुर
लेक्चर्स मॉडल से एक नहीं बड़ा अच्छा मॉडल इसलिए आता है इधर रियलाइज करना मैं सब बड़ा अच्छा पॉइंट बता रहा हूँ तो कि व्हाई वी आर नॉट नो दैट अप्रिशिएट बिकॉज़ व्हाई वी आर नॉट अप्रिशिएटिंग आवर मूवमेंट बिकॉज़ वी नो हैव नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द वैल्यू एंड ही गिव एग्जाम्पल ऑफ वन लेडी का बेटा था उसने उसको बोला कि चश्मा मेरा घूमोगा चश्मा ढूंढ के लेके आओ चश्मा चश्मा ढूंढ के जाता है चश्मा मिलता है नहीं उसको लेडी फिर जाती है फिर जो उसको खुद ही ढूंढ के आती है और चश्मा वापस लेके आती है ढूंढ के ले आती है क्यों क्योंकि उस चश्मे की कॉस्ट थी 2000 रुपीज और लेडी जानती थी इसकी कॉस्ट क्या है 2000 रुपीज है बिकॉज ही नो द वैल्यू है ना उसकी वैल्यू पता थी तब उस अच्छी तरह ढूंढ के लेके आई तो उसे बता रहे कि देन इफ वी नो द वैल्यू देन वी कम ग्रेटफुल तो एनालॉजी रिमेम्बरिंग अवर पास्ट पोजिशन देन वी शुड वेरी अप्रिशिएट इफ वी अप्रिशिएट देन वी शुड गिव द यू नो वैल्यू इफ वी शुड गिव वैल्यू देन वी कम वेरी ग्रेटफुल सो दिस इज अ 4 पॉइंट नो दैट डिस्कस वेरी गुड ग्रेटफुल ऑल्सो इज टोल्ड यू नो दैट इवन दैट लॉर्ड गिव द पनिशमेंट टू डिवोटीज है ना समटाइम लॉर्ड गिव द रिवॉर्ड टू डिवोटीज एंड sometimes no reciprocation from the Lord, still that devotee are very grateful to the Lord. So this is the example of given no reciprocation reward from like the example of Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri, Lord himself stole the you know that rice sweet for Madhavendrapuri, but Madhavendrapuri went away. He don't want to be any on pride. He forget everything. Can he Lord mere liye aisa churaya wo nahi chahte the apne pride false pride. इसलिए रिवॉर्ड भी लेना चाहते थे भगवान से तो ये सारा पॉइंट था वो अच्छा उन्होंने किया था बहुत ही पॉइंट था डिस्कस करने के लिए सो हाँ तो उसके लिए पनिशमेंट के लिए कैसे किया एक डिवोटी गए पिछला प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद दैट सी आई एम यू नो दैट कटिंग द वेजिटेबल एंड द फ्रूट्स फॉर डिवोटीज उसके बीच में हाथ कट गया सब्जी काटते उससे हाथ कट गया प्रभुपाद आई एम कटिंग फॉर द डिवोटी आई एम मेकिंग दैट यू नो दैट ऑल द कुकिंग फॉर डिवोटी देन व्हाई कृष्णा इज पनिशिंग मी द प्रभुपाद सेड दिस इज स्मॉल टोकन फॉर यू इज स्मॉल टोकन फॉर यू सो इवन दैट ही नॉट पनिश्ड बट डिवोटी आर वेरी ग्रेटफुल इसका एग्जाम्पल गिवन बाय द पनिशमेंट फॉर रिवॉर्ड एट माधवेंद्र फॉर एग्जाम्पल सो दिस इज अ वेरी नाइस टोल एवरीथिंग व्हाट आई हैव डन
Even in the when we get the pleasure, we should come to the level where we get so much taste, param drishtva, rasu varjam rasu pyasya, param drishtva navartate. We should start releasing the association. In Krishna consciousness, only those who could survive, have survived, those who have developed a strong relationship in the association of devotees. In the devotee. They only can sustain in bhakti. I am giving 100% guarantee. Unless you don't have a strong relationship with the devotees, it's not possible. Very difficult. And if it is devotee who are physically present, that is best. So sometimes devotee, how it works, like even the indirectly it is with the spiritual master, usually. Like Srila Prabhupada, some of the disciples, they had very strong relationship with Srila Prabhupada. That is a strong relationship. But more than that, if you can have relationship with those who are always present, that will be much better, much higher. So somehow, and when we start getting taste, releasing that association, then we forget the releasement from Maya, naturally. So that stage we have to come. For that we need to, you know, develop this. Unless we don't do the six exchanges spoken by Rupa Goswami. Radati pratigrihnati guhya makhyati prikshati mungte bhojayate chaiva sadvidham priti lakshana. So we must have that. Somehow, otherwise this releasement will not come. So that relationship building is very, very important. Because how materialistic people are finding so much, you know, impetus to work so hard and to do so, you know, so much hard labor. And they are releasing taste also. Where? From? from relationship. Various types of relationship, they derive much pleasure, isn't it? So similar kind of relationship we develop. Like yesterday we were coming from the camps, these boys, they were so happy while chanting Hare Krishna and, you know, discussing, and jokingly they are chanting Hare Krishna. Namaste Narasingha, koi kartal aise baja raha hai, koi mridang baja raha hai. But they are finding taste. They are finding taste in that association. But here, the same taste what they could get in materialistic association, the same taste they could get here with Krishna on the much higher, larger scale. Because their taste is to, you know, four friends are sitting and when they criticize fifth friend, they get pleasure. But then when that fifth friend come to know this point, then he becomes miserable. And sometimes one of these four will be made target in the next meeting. So that is their pleasure. But here their pleasure is on the spiritual platform, transcendental platform. They are driving pleasure. And therefore the such relationship, if it is built within us, then that will really not give opportunity for Maya to enter. That relationship building is very important. Among ourselves, among the devotees, among the, so that relationship building is very, very important. And for that, there are many things to say. Now we will not go in much detail, but we will stop here. That relationship in the association of devotees is very important.
We can have a class on that later
on.
In the series. Yes. I was remembering two points I was thinking to share. One is regarding this, while you were going through the purport, in one place you were saying that how Srila Prabhupada has directed this movement. So that we can remember Krishna at the time of death. So in this regard, I remember one Srila Prabhupada was saying, especially about the festivals. I mean, just like now our Janmashtami festival is coming. The Prabhupada always is to emphasize that our festival should be celebrated on a very grand scale. The reason is that the more grand it is, more it is possible that its impression will stay in our mind. So may be possible we may not be able to remember anything but that festival while living our body. And then we are sure we'll go back home, back to God. So I mean, it's amazing to see at what level Srila Prabhupada is establishing everything in this movement. Nowhere, I mean, well, we'll get that opportunity. That is one of the things I was contemplating while this was going on. And another one, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, same in terms of association, that once Srila Prabhupada openly said that I want some devotee to go and preach in Japan. And no one was raising his hand. Then to motivate them, Prabhupada said, whoever will go there and preach, I promise that I will personally save him and I will take him back home, back to Godhead. So immediately one sannyasi raised his hand and then he went actually to preach there in Japan. But as Prabhuji was saying, Maya was so strong, he actually fell down. He fell down into very, very, very deep sinful life. Completely, he was gone. He was gone astray. But in his last life, when he was about to leave his body, somehow he was detected by the devotees. The devotees detected him and he was there in the bed, and his mother came to him, who is a non-devotee, and while leaving his body, she said that, please remember Srila Prabhupada. Please remember Srila Prabhupada. And somehow he chanted the name of Srila Prabhupada and he left. And then later on they came to investigate that how this lady could come and at the right time approach that man, and I mean the devotee, and tell about Prabhupada, because she was a non-devotee. So that lady said that just some days back or just one day back, Srila Prabhupada came in her dream personally and told her that you should go to him and tell him about me. So Prabhupada was fulfilling his promise. So that was the point, the devotees were saying, I heard it, that Srila Prabhupada promised to take him back home, back to Godhead, and he did that actually. So
So, I mean, you probably are saying that Krishna and devotees' mercy are always there. So, we should be really very fortunate that we have got so much of mercy in so many ways, you know. Krishna's mercy is there, our so powerful Acharya's mercies are there, Srila Prabhupada's mercy is there, Prabhupada's disciple Guru Maharaj's mercy is there, and then further the mercies of the devotees are there who are dedicated to serve the spiritual master. I mean, there is no, you know, lack of mercy. So somehow if you can appreciate and utilize, we should be sure that we will also be protected similarly. That is what I was thinking. Thank you so much. Such a wonderful class.